Hi, I'm Rayshon Blyden. Welcome to Political Bomb Show. If you'd like to give us a call, you can call us at 413-728-9380. 413-728-9380. Or you can visit our website at politicalbombshow.cf. That's politicalbombshow.cf. Now, I grew up pretty much in the 80s, 1980s, and went through pretty much a lot of decades of change, and not change for the better, change for the worse. When I was growing up, the culture was so much better than it is today, by far. And I wanted to take the time and talk about that. I even have an album coming out May 31st, and I named the album Cultural Decay, and the songs talk about the decay of the culture. I'm not really happy about the decay of the culture. It's very, very much in rot stage right now. So when I was growing up, you had a lot of common sense. You had a lot of respect in the culture, a lot of Americanism. People believing in America, putting America first. So when a president came along and they said, make America great again, it resonated with me because I grew up in the era when America was great. And some people make it sound like he's being racist. How in the hell do you get making America great again to be racist is beyond me. Because it resonated with me, and I'm black, and I don't see any racism at all in that statement. Because I know what he's talking about, because the era I grew up in was great. Yes, of course it could have been better, but it's definitely gotten a million times worse. A million times worse. The culture was not divided like it was in 2004, I believe, when that Chief and Divider got elected. I forget what year it was. I'm glad I've forgotten all about that horror. But when he was elected, everyone thought that he would be the one to put the racism behind us. And when in fact he made it even worse. See, he's a community organizer, and that's all he knew how to be, is a community organizer. But I don't want to talk about him. Let's get back to what I was talking about. So when I was growing up, the culture was definitely strong and pro-God, pro-America. You know, on Sundays, all the stores were pretty much closed and families had to spend time together. And that's the way how it was, and that it's definitely not like that anymore. Families don't spend time together. You see the teenagers with their phone in hand and or playing video games or watching TV, and there's no family time. And you have the parents who wants to be a friend instead of parenting. Well, no one said parenting was going to be easy, but that's your job. You're supposed to be a parent, not a friend. They don't need a friend. They have friends already. You are supposed to be the guiding light to guide them to the path that they will have a good, strong future when they grow up. And you guys are not doing that. Therefore, the future isn't bright at all. It's very, very dim, in fact. So, I'm just hoping that we can get back to the way things used to be. Making America great again has nothing to do with racism. I'll be right back. What is payola? Payola has been brought to be illegal because basically it's the music industry taking payment known as pay for play. This is definitely illegal. Spotify is now allowing playlist curators
to charge a fee in exchange for placement on these playlists. That is the same as payola. Big, large record companies are buying large playlists so they can feature their own artists on there. This is definitely illegal and needs to be banned, and needs to be put under the ban, the same ban as payola. Please sign our petition and end this, because even if you like my music or hate my music, you must agree that it is bad for you as an independent and a local artist to try to compete with this, because the companies now, the large companies, are trying to infiltrate the digital market because we had a fighting chance. Now they're taking this away from us. It is unfair and should be stopped immediately.
Cultural decay.
To sign the petition, you can visit www.thepetitionsite.com/145/387/777/ban/spotify/playlist/payola. Hi, welcome back. Today we're talking about cultural decay. So, in the 80s when I was growing up, boys were boys, and we did a lot of physical things outdoors, and girls were girls, and they did a lot of feminine things indoors. Well, these days, you can't say that because you'll be accused of being a sexist. It's not being a sexist. Boys and girls are built differently. It doesn't matter what they want to say. For instance, I've heard cases where in schools as low as kindergarten, they're trying to teach our kids, Jenny has two mommies. If Jenny has two mommies, Jenny should tell her daughter or her son about that. It's not up to Jenny to corrupt the rest of the population with her beliefs. Like I said, I'm a sexual libertarian and physical conservative, and what you do in your own bedroom is fine as long as you're two consenting adults. Keyword is being adult. So you're not gonna throw this type of information on children, because children are very young and they will just soak up everything like a sponge. I know, you should know that. You've been there too. You know that they're gonna soak up any and everything that they hear. And this is why they're indoctrinating them as young as kindergarten, and some of them are even going to indoctrinate them in preschool. It's just totally ridiculous. And then they want to try to ban homeschool because you don't want your child to be exposed to this type of thing. Well, this is ridiculous. It's your child, and if you don't want them to be indoctrinated into Jenny having two mommies, then your child shouldn't have to be listen to that. When I went to school, we didn't go to school to learn about social justice. We went to school to learn about English, math, science, you know, biology. We didn't go to school to learn about social justice, about Jenny having two mommies, or neutral gender bathrooms, or they're trying to take the word men and women out of the language there. So you can't say, hey, that you're a boy and hey, you're a girl. It's just ridiculous. You can't change biology. And the fact of the matter is, men are built different than women. That's just a fact of nature, no matter how much you want to try to corrupt the culture and say that it's not. It's just physically impossible to even believe the stupid things that's coming out of your mouth. You're telling me that I, as a man, are no different than a woman? Are you kidding me? It's like night and day. Like they say, men are from Mars and women are from Venus. They say that for a reason. It's just total nonsense, total BS, total malarkey that you're trying to pump into society. and then you legalize marijuana to dope kids up so they're more dopey. There's a reason why they call it dope. And if you look up the meaning of dope, yeah, it's an idiot. And that's what it does to them. Because you smoke at a young age like that, and your brain won't develop properly. And you'll soak up any lie that they tell you. Any lie that they tell you. So I feel that something's got to be done to bring the culture back to the way it used to be. When men were men and women were women. I mean, you, how could you say that the Boy Scout of America when there's boys and girls there? You might as well change the name. There's a reason they did a Boy Scout and a Girl Scout. Boys do more physical things than girls. And yes, you might have some girls who would like to do physical things too, but they should join something else. But now it's too late. The cat's out of the bag, and so you might as well change the name of the Boy Scout to Boys and Girl Scout and just make it co-ed. That's what it seems like to me. And we all know what happens when you put teenage boys and teenage girls together. No matter how much you wanna think that these things don't happen, you were a teenage boy too, you were a teenage girl. What do you think's gonna happen when you put a teenage boy and a teenage girl together? In the woods or wherever they're gonna be. Yes, sex is gonna happen. It's gonna happen. I suspect that teenage pregnancies are gonna shoot up. The more girls that joins the Boy Scouts, the more these things are going to happen. It's just a fact. It has nothing to do with being sexist. It's biology. Hormones are gonna rage and things are going to happen. That's just the bottom line. And no matter what you say and what you do, you're not gonna stop it. It's just human nature. Boys are attracted to girls, typically. Most boys are attracted to girls. And no matter what you do, and you try to feminize men, it's not gonna work. Now, obviously, you have some cases where you have girls attracted to girls and boys attracted to boys. But that's not the majority. That's the minor. And you're not going to be able to put the cat out of the cat. You let the cat out of the bag, you're not going to be able to put it back in. And so once you let these things go, and we see what's happened, it's gone from lesbians and gays, and now we have transgenders. And if you look at the stats on transgenders, you will see that specifically a transgender where a male wants to turn into a female, a lot of them are regretting their choices that they made, and many of them are committing suicide. Now, if you don't believe me, you can look up the stats for yourself. I'm not just shooting this out. And women who want to be boys, you should look up the process that they have to go through, the physical pain to make them to turn them into boys. It's really gruesome. I wouldn't wish that pain upon anyone. So, before we go around mutilating our children, because what? When I was a little boy, sure, I grabbed my sister's doll. I was curious, and I played with it, of course. That didn't mean that I felt like I was a girl inside and I had to be turned into a transgender. It's just total BS. I'll be right back. I'd like to tell you about The Real Ray Dog, an autobiography. It's the story about a boy who grew up in poverty. He is physically and verbally abused, lived in very, very deep depression, and was able to somehow make it out of that and become a positive role in society. Get your copy today on Amazon.com. The Kindle is only $7.50. The Real R-E-H-D-O-G-G. Hi, welcome back. And I want to continue the discussion about cultural decay. It really, really, really is a cultural decay. And for you millennials, to you, it's not a cultural decay because you grew up in this time, in this era. So you can't see what I've seen because you didn't grow up in the era of the 1980s. You don't know how different it is. You think that this is all normal about Jenny having two mommies or Tommy having two daddies. You think that this stuff is normal, but this is part of their plan. They want traditional family to cease from existence. If you have traditional families cease from existence, and some of you will say, well, you can adopt. Yes, that is great to adopt. But eventually the population will be killed off. If Tommy has two daddies and Jenny has two mommies, the population will not exist anymore. It's going to decay. And you definitely have to check out that new album because there's so much good stuff on there. And you will definitely agree with me. Again, I'm a sexual libertarian and physical conservative. And what two consenting adults do in their bedrooms is none of my business. You have this site out there called Rap Wiki. They're just totally bashing me, calling me every name under the sun, from homophobic to trans, genderphobic to every phobia you could think of, just because I believe in traditional values. Again, I keep telling them that I don't care what two consenting adults do in their bedroom. It's not my business. But when you start imposing these things on innocent children, then I have a problem with that. Children are innocent. They don't need to be exposed to this type of stuff. You know, once they're consenting adults of their own and they're able to draw to their own conclusion and think for themselves instead of being conditioned to go one way or the other, well, then I think we should just stay out of their heads and their minds. Now, obviously, if you're a parent, you want to raise your child the way you want to, and that's none of my business. But when you put this stuff in public schools, saying Tommy has two daddies and Jenny has two mommies, and no longer will we use the word boys and girls, everyone is just one big gender, it's just total BS. It's just, if it wasn't dangerous, it'd be laughable. I mean, let me pull my pants down and a girl pull her pants down. You're going to tell me we're the exact same? Only difference is I have a penis and she has a vagina. That's a huge difference, folks. It's a huge difference. Don't give me the BS, please. Please don't insult my intelligence by telling me that there's no difference between a man and a woman. There's definitely a difference between a man and a woman. Our bodies are built differently. Our emotions are completely different. Women seem to be a lot stronger emotionally. And obviously, I know you have some atheists out there and they're not gonna like what I'm about to say, but God created women to bear children, and therefore they have to be much more emotional strong than men are, because they are the ones essentially who raises the child. So that's the reason. But again, this culture is very, very, very decayed. I mean, I can remember, like I said, boys would play outside and girls would play inside. I can remember sitting down on Sunday, everyone would get together because everything would be shut down. The stores would be closed. And so there was no stores or no malls to go to and all this stuff. Families had to spend time together. that's the way it was. And families are what built America and made it so great. And again, the people out there who say make America great again is being racist. I challenge you to tell me how that statement is racist. Like I said, I grew up in the era when America was great. And right now, it's horrible. And we're trying to make a comeback, but we're so far gone, one presidency isn't going to do it. It's going to be decades before we dig ourselves out of this hole. We threw God out of the society, and God does not want or like that. So, who knows when the world is going to end? I don't know. All I know is you got to prepare yourself, repent, ask His forgiveness, and try to live life in the way that He would want us to. That's all you can do. And obviously, there's going to be some atheists out there that disagrees with me, and that's okay. You have your opinion, and I have my opinion, but this is my show. And obviously, you're invited to call in or leave your message here, and I may play your message and respond back to you. Just be courteous is all I ask, please. That's all I'm asking. So, yeah, the culture's gone down the drain. Very much so down the drain. I don't know if we'll ever be able to come back from this. I really don't know. But I'll be right back. Hi, welcome back. So, continuing the discussion, I just want to say that when I was growing up, people cared a lot more for people. And what I mean by that is, when we were growing up, if we saw something and we saw someone that definitely needed some help and they were really feeling depressed, down, and lonely, we didn't cast them out. We tried to be friends with them and try to help them out of the situation. And I think not saying that that's the reason why we're having these mass shootings, but you have people who are feeling like outcasts and they're depressed and people don't like them because maybe they're weird or they're just out of the ordinary in these schools, and so they lash out, and the end results sometimes can be so dramatic that they try to take their lives and take out others with them. During my time, we didn't have mass shootings, and I think because people cared more for people. If we came upon someone like that Nicholas Filth guy who shot everyone, if we came across someone like that, we didn't make him an outcast. We tried to make him fit in, to make him feel loved in plain English. And I think that's all he wanted. So I'm just saying that with this cultural decay that we have going on here, we don't love each other like we should. Someone's a little bit weird or an oddball, and we're very cruel, and we show them no emotion, no love, no nothing. It's like they don't exist, and this is why they lash out. And I think that if we got back to loving one another, just because someone was an outcast, or they're oddball, or they're weird. Hell, I was a weird guy in growing up, and people still reached out to me, and I had plenty of friends that loved and cared for me, and so I didn't feel the need to lash out like that. I didn't have the need to lash out because people loved me for who I was, and they didn't throw me out like yesterday's trash. They kept, you know, a relationship with me and built strong, healthy friendships. And that stuff, that lasts with me forever. In fact, I wrote about some of these friends that did that to me in my book that I keep talking about in the commercial breaks. But definitely, we need to love each other more. I could just talk for hours about this topic, but I'd like to hear more from you guys. What do you think about this topic? You can leave us a message here, or you can give a call at area code 413-728-9380. 413-728-9380. Until next time, love one another. Thanks.